Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Oh, you're singing today, huh?
I'm singing to you specifically because it's the Mother's Day show.
Kind of. By the time people hear this, it will be past. And then it'll be a big snooze. And
yeah. No, we're going to go deep because the first thing I want to talk about is I was reading this story on San Francisco Post, SF Post. And I'm just, you know, you read a story and you're like, I'm confused. Like today I was watching MSNBC. I think it was MSNBC. And they had a whole 20 minutes of how good AI is becoming and creating deep fake videos and having like President Biden say stuff that he'd never said. And at that moment I'm going, oh, I'm really kind of scared now. Like I'm really kind of scared. But on the other hand, you know me, like when I said last week about the aliens coming, like society wouldn't break down.
Nothing scares you,
girl. Because we got to still get up and deliver the bread.
Right.
We got packages delivered for FedEx.
Yes.
People got kids to get to school. And I'm telling you right now, after COVID, we're getting the kids to school.
Right.
Okay. Parents are like going, I'm getting my kid to school. I don't care about the...
I need the break.
Yeah. I don't care about the aliens landing in Brazil. Or, you know, I don't care about deep fake videos telling me that, you know, Biden's promising to start a nuclear war. It's all fake. And now we can't trust anything, but maybe we don't need to trust anything. Because we shouldn't be involved anyway.
Yes. I'm shaking my head in agreement.
I've got
not very good for a podcast.
No, but. Yeah, you're shaking your head. So a day, even though I was like a little scared and freaked out going, oh, can we ever trust anything anymore?
You cannot trust ChatGPT or whatever that thing is called.
And, you know, because when I heard... You know, I've been hearing such a wide variety of consequences, like for the new AI, you know, like, oh my God, it's growing and developing so fast. It's getting better and better so quickly. And then I listened to Michio Kuchu.
Yeah.
And he's like,
no worries.
It's not creating new in so many ways.
Yeah.
It literally is just taking the vomit
that's
around the web and repackaging the vomit
into
a different package. Now, he didn't say vomit. I'm adding that flavor to that conversation.
Yes.
So I'm like, yeah, I'm not that afraid of it. Yeah. But people are vomiting a lot lately.
A little chunk here, a little chunk there. Put all those chunks together and you get a little stew.
Yeah. And see, like, you know, we know people who have been afraid to vomit lately. And I understand why. Because the world just feels like it's full of vomit. So here's the other thing, though. So I heard this story about this woman in Mississippi, 19-year-old woman. She was arrested. And, of course, they want you to go deeper into the story to find out all the facts. Because keeps your eyes on the page.
And, killer clowns.
Yeah. And it was. And so this woman gets arrested. And I don't know why she got arrested first off. And it's because she was making a porno involving with a dog. She had sex with a male German Shepherd. Now my brain just goes like, what? Because like, okay. How'd this happen?
Okay. So, I mean, my eyebrows are raised.
Yeah. Yes. And because you chose not to get the
Botox
yesterday.
Yes.
So now, thank you, because now you had real
eyebrows
moving. I'm working with someone that's actually engaging.
Right.
I'm like, oh, okay.
I got
a little rise out of my mom's face.
Yes.
Awesome. So like, you know, how I prescribe to Dan Savage's
podcast.
No, but his view on sex, the definition of sex.
Oh, right. Right.
Which is, he has a very broad definition of sex. And if you have a very broad definition of sex, you get to have a lot more sex.
You get to say, oh, I had sex last night.
Yes.
And this morning.
Yes. It was just.
And I may have it tonight.
You don't know my definition of sex.
Exactly.
I did, you know. And so I like that definition because then people can just say, oh, I had sex last night.
And there's no incels.
Everybody can have a little bit of sex, right?
Right.
So now, knowing that, I'm trying to figure out what this girl really did with this dog. Because it was a male German Shepherd that she had sex with.
Okay.
And it was videotaped.
Okay.
And she said she was coerced. She gets paid to have sex in movies, and she was coerced in doing so.
She was just coerced specifically with the dog, or in general she's being
just specifically with this dog.
Okay, got it.
So, but now I'm like, they didn't tell me more. I want to know, like, okay, was she performed? Did they, were they doing a doggy style?
Can I say something about this?
Please, you know more about this than I do.
I'm not going to say that.
Okay.
But I'm saying that this is the new thing.
Yes.
Like, your father, Normanos, his, you know, lawnmower did not work. His new Cub Cadet.
Yeah.
Lawnmower did not work.
Yeah.
And so we went on a page on the that said, I will connect you with a lawnmower guy who's been in business for 40 years. And so we spent maybe 10, 15 minutes writing down the problem. And guess what?
Yeah.
They directed us at that moment to another page where we had to fill out more stuff.
More stuff. And they want $40 a month.
$40 a month.
You can't say
that. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. And I'm not saying that I don't think those guys on the other end giving you advice aren't worth $40
a
month.
No, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying I don't want to be held hostage to the next page.
And you mentioned that several times today.
And this is the rest of the story.
That you felt like you were being held hostage in a lot of different areas.
I'm wondering if that's because I might have in my dream state last night had have been held hostage for some reason.
Okay, well, no, I just remember something I need to share with you.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I have been, something supernatural has been happening to me lately.
Is it something that I will be interested in?
I don't know. I'm assuming. Okay. I'm your daughter, and I'm having literal panic attacks about this.
Okay.
Would this interest you?
Of course it would.
Okay.
Don't hold me hostage to any single answer.
Okay, so last night, well, two nights ago, I woke up at midnight.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, I'm hearing tapping on my window. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? So I get up fast and I go to the bathroom because I'm like, I need a little space from my window.
Yeah, but there's a window in the bathroom.
Yeah, but I'm like, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that is true.
Okay.
And then I look outside. I don't see anything. I go back to my bedroom and I don't see anything.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I think I'm okay. So that was weird.
That's freaky.
Yeah. And I'm just like,
was it like a one or two time tap?
Two time.
Okay.
But it felt deliberate. And then I thought to myself, because this is what I do, I justify. I'm like, well, really, two taps anytime feels deliberate.
Right.
Because it's like you can create a straight line between any two points.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So I create a straight line between these two taps.
That's, oh, okay.
You get what I'm saying, girlfriend?
Got
you get
it.
What I'm saying?
Got it, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, that's interesting. Because I was up. So my feeling was I was awoken.
Uh-huh. By the two taps.
Or previous taps.
Yes.
And then by being awake,
yeah,
I heard two taps.
Oh, God.
I know, right? Oh, kind of freaky, kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's weird. And then I, you know, because listen, I got to go get some sleep. I got to go to work the next morning. I got shit to do.
Like you said.
I got a life to live.
It's okay if it's the aliens.
It is what
it is. Trying
to
get my attention.
I did my due diligence. I looked outside. I made sure I had a couple of, you know, bullets in the gun. I was good to go. You know, what else can I do but try and go back to sleep? So I've also been experiencing something else when I've been sleeping. I will wake up to what feels like either me snoring heavily through my mouth or someone blowing on my mouth.
Now that is...
Right.
That gave me chills.
Yeah. It sounds like I wake up like this and it sounds like this. And my lip moves. And then this morning I woke up at 4:30 to this big rush, what felt like air blowing on me.
Yeah.
And my lip moving. And I'm like, oh. And so for the first time I go, and this is very bizarre.
Yes.
And then so it happened again about 5 minutes later when I just about fell asleep. And I'm like, am I snoring in such a weird way that I'm making this huge noise through my mouth and teeth? Or does it feel like something is blowing on me, which it does? Now, I haven't been in meditations before and visualizations where I've gone into the field of pure potentiality, into that dark field where where the number six is at, because it's mm-hmm. the number of mystic, mystical. Mm-hmm. And I have felt someone blow on me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well,
or something.
Either or. And I say, that's interesting. And I've been tempted to put my hand out
mm-hmm.
while my eyes are closed, because I know mm-hmm. the veil is very thin there. Mm-hmm. But I'm too scared. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't really want to know. Like when I saw the UFO above me,
mm-hmm.
and I said, I appreciate you gonna show me your light.
Yeah, you don't have to land. You don't want to land.
I'm okay with you not landing.
Yeah.
I'm okay with you not landing.
I'm okay me seeing you.
I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
We will have a connection.
You already do.
I already do. We will have a deeper connection in the future when I'm ready, but I'm getting used to you. At this level, I'll get used to you at the next level.
Right.
But remember when I was younger, in my 20s, I would wake up and I would catch myself sitting up erect and trying to grab things from the
like flowers.
Flowers, spiders.
Right.
Just different dark objects that were floating towards me.
That's right.
And I would try and grab them. This happened many, many times.
Yeah. And it was even in your teens.
Yeah. And so, but then it stopped. And so, and I wasn't afraid. But so I do have experiences where...
Mm-hmm.
And then we were listening to the interview with Paul Self. Is that his name?
Jim.
I don't know why I keep calling him Paul. Jim Self. And Jim Self said on Gaia, he said, every time you go to bed, it's a chance for you to go home.
Yes.
You do go home. I love that.
Yes.
And he suggests you actually go home and have dinner at the table of Christ and all the ascended masters and all that stuff.
Yes, yes.
And us. And we are there.
However, you do have to travel between here and there.
Which
and
is
sometimes
this?
People get caught at a way station that they really don't want to be at.
Right. He says you are magnetically attracting everything that you've ever had or, you know, here.
Right.
And the reason why he talks about this is because your negative emotions are very heavy and dense.
Yes.
And they attract more heavy and dense emotions.
Perfect.
Where your good feeling emotions.
Yeah.
Their wavelengths are lighter and happier.
Yes.
And they don't necessarily attract that much because they don't need to.
They don't need to.
They're light.
Right.
And then you're just like, well, we're really just screwed. You know? what the hell? You know? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of...
Practice.
It's sort of like during the coronation for Prince Charles.
Yes.
Who's now King Charles.
Okay.
Now, I got a... I know I'm talking a lot. I have a lot to just, if you can just
bear with me. I'm here for therapy.
Are you? Okay, yes. Good. Because I want to get back to the dog thing, because I really don't know why.
Well, I know. We'll unpack that. Yeah.
So I got a text or an email, or no, a reel from Hillary, and she's like, did you hear this? And I'm like, no, I didn't hear this, and I played it. And so it was... King Charles and Queen Camilla, but Queen Camilla is coming down the church aisle.
Okay.
And all the little English children were singing so angelically. And the caption under the reel says, does it not sound like my vagina Camilla? And I'm like, listening. Or I vagina Camilla.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it does sound like vagina Camilla. I go, what could they possibly say?
What are they saying?
I have no idea.
But it sounded like... I got an idea.
Yeah. I have no idea.
I think they're saying Regina.
Is that her real name?
No, I think it means queen.
No. Regina Camilla?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, thanks.
Why don't you ask me these?
I am asking you, but I say it for the podcast.
Okay.
Because I'm sure there are people out there right now.
They're like smacking their forehead.
Like, oh, I did it for you guys. Regina Camilla means vagina. Doesn't mean vagina. Means Queen Camilla. Thank you, Mother. Well, it was funny because you and I were watching a show today.
Uh-huh.
Talking about this lovely skincare line, Molly Sims was, and mm-hmm. what got me all messed up today? They referred to the skin.
They refer to it as a hero line
driven.
Oh, a hero driven skincare line.
I said,
And we just both looked at each other with eyes wide open.
I go, hero-driven. A hero-driven skincare line.
Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Yeah.
So I had to text my younger people in my circle. Yes, because, yes. You know, life is changing. You know, things are changing. Yeah. And I want to be up on it. And I say, guys, I need help. Because I don't know what this means, but and I looked at Google. And they didn't help me. They said, a hero-driven screenplay is this. A hero-driven is that.
Yeah,
I'm like, that. I go, yeah, I understand that. I'm not a moron. And then they said, both Hillary and Quinn said, we have no idea, but the world is getting crazy. And then Quinn just said, today I feel old, though, because she goes like this to me. She goes, I have no idea what hero-driven skincare means. Uh-huh. But I also recently realized I am now old because someone called Weed Za. And she goes, and I was like, what the fuck? what's Za? What's that?
As a Z-A.
Yes, exactly. So, and so you.
Well, that's because Za usually means pizza.
Oh.
In Scrabble?
Yeah, Za is pizza.
See, Za is a pizza.
And maybe the younger people like their weed more than they like pizza. And that would be a total crime.
That would be the end
of civilization as we know it today.
Yeah. Well, it's 2:00 in the morning. We're not ordering pizza.
What?
We're ordering more weed.
What? Yeah. And listen, it's not really DoorDash. It's more like door crawl. Gotta order our weed. Better call door crawl.
You know, that's what we should have. But that was the old days. When you had to go out to the street corner
and get your weed.
Now it's just, it's kind of like not Uber, but Luber or something else.
Yeah, Woober.
Just brings your weed to your door.
Well, it was interesting because you got, they were talking about this news article that came out that said men in particular are young, like when kids or teenagers do a lot of continual weed, they have a higher chance of having a psychotic break or evidence of schizophrenia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I'm like, well, I can totally understand that because
if you're
doing it continuously, you're messing with your brain chemistry.
Yeah, but also you're messing, I think, okay, so here's my feeling.
Okay,
This 3D world is being loosely held together right now.
Yes.
Just sort of loosely.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of systems are breaking down.
Mm, yes.
And if you do a lot of weed, let's say, and you begin to see through that veil.
Mm, yeah.
And what you're seeing is the craziness of the system.
Mm.
Like, why would I want to go to work?
Right.
I can quietly quit.
Right.
Or like, what is it? Not manic Mondays, but the Mondays that we show up, but we don't do anything. Or like most of them are now, I think, not showing up on Mondays.
Right.
They demand their 3-day weekends or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, until you're breaking through that veil.
Yeah.
And you go, oh my God, I don't want to come back to this.
Right.
So you're continually lighting up.
Right. Well, yeah, and I get it because it takes so much to keep the world together. And if your world is getting bigger,
like
it takes more of your energy.
Earth glue.
Yeah, you know, to keep the world together and so forth. And so you, you figure it out. But like I was watching Watch What Happens Live, and
we like that show.
Yeah, and they had, can't think of their names.
The Karens?
One Karen.
Uh-huh.
And
the girl from Transformers?
No, she was actually from
Guardians of the Galaxy.
That was a Karen.
Yeah.
Galaxy of the Guardian. Her name was actually Karen somebody.
Yeah. But she was with a Karen.
Yeah, but the other girl was called, we call her a Karen.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm saying.
But what was her name?
Katie
from
Vanderpump Rules.
Thank you. So we were watching, you know, here's the thing. I love this girl, Karen, from
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, she plays the transhuman or trans alien.
Right.
Because she's mostly a robot. And when I found out that, oh my God, it's this Karen girl who I've loved and so much. She plays a girl in Jumanji. She also was a Doctor Who sidekick for a year. And I'm just like, holy cow, I love this girl. And I didn't realize that she's just this powerful actress.
Yeah.
And
she's a working powerful actress.
Yes.
Just like David Winning. I mean, here is a guy that just is a successful but working director.
Yeah.
Just puts it out.
He's
going to win it.
He's going to win the Academy Award. I didn't even want to say it. That's why I rolled my mouth back.
Yeah, I know.
Because my mouths are very powerful.
Yes.
But
we're very powerful.
That's what I was told.
Yes.
That's what he said. But anyway, so yeah, I get you. So, but that rocked my world. So there are things that are happening in the world that I feel rocked.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that's interesting. But now I'm like concerned, like, is everything just fake? And then I'm going, yes, but that's why you get up in the morning, start the day, you know, you do this,
well,
this,
and
this.
Everything is fake in the sense that we're all just at the very core of our initial quantum atomic structure. We're just light.
Mm.
We're just varying degrees and densities of things. Still moving around.
Right.
Just reassembling ourselves. And basically, we see things upside down.
Yes.
Just like astronauts.
Oh, sure.
Just like the bumblebee.
And then our life gets, our brain switches things around.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. I like that.
So it's not, you know, what's real and what's whatever. What do they say that that fear is false evidence appearing real?
Yes.
You know, so you could just say that that's, we should say fake. It's false.
No.
I can't think of a K word.
False accolades, known example. I don't know.
Example with an A?
No,
okay.
Fake.
Example. Oh, E. Okay.
The end.
Yeah, oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, girl. You should be. No, but here we go. Because, like, so we were listening to Michio Kuchu.
Yes.
And he was talking about how the next big thing in computers
right. Is
the computers that are not written on, like, you know, transistors.
Silicone.
The little chips.
Yes.
They're written on atoms.
Yes.
Written on light.
Yes.
Because and that itself, once we get that and master it.
Yeah.
It's a race right now between the big people right now.
We're almost there. I'm pretty sure.
It will revolutionize everything.
Yes.
We can't even imagine.
Just like the BlackBerry did.
And I think to myself, yeah, but can that computer on that atom, you know, deliver the brown bread in Rockford? I think not. Can it deliver the packages for FedEx? I don't think so. So I think I still have a little bit of job security for the moment.
Yeah, just for the moment.
Yes. But they were interviewing some of these people who are in the Silicon Valley and stuff like that. And they were really talking about this idea that they're not, you know, they've got kids. They're not thinking of their kids going to college anymore because AI is going to just take care of mm-hmm. everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what is wrong? I mean, that's great because mm-hmm. I think our colleges need to come down a level.
Well, you imagine, Julie, in the old days,
Yeah.
I mean, if you worked for a summer job, you at McDonald's or something, you had to actually know how to count change.
Right.
If somebody's order was $2.70 and you gave them $3,
yeah.
You had to know that it was 30 cents that you had to give back. Now they have no idea.
They have no idea.
It's just done for them.
Yes.
Done for you. That's how it's going to be in the new world.
It's already done for you.
Yeah.
But they don't have a computer that can take the change out of the container. Well, that's not true. They do have that.
Yes, they do, girlfriend.
So I don't know what's going on. But yes.
But also, what if currency doesn't exist in that same way? Currency is just a number in a...
Right.
In a computer
somewhere.
Well, they
really are talking about this idea. Well, it is interesting because... if currency doesn't exist and all you get is if what you need or would desire, but you don't have excess in a bank, then there would be no checks like we don't give a crap that Bezos has $80 billion in the bank or wherever he has
mm-hmm.
it. Like, well, what do I care? Because what can he do with it? What does he want to do with it?
He can be on a cruise in Monte Carlo.
Right.
And we can put on our Google glasses.
Right.
And be in a cruise in Monte Carlo. Rich man, poor man.
Exactly. And we can meet up with people who are going on that cruise with us.
That's right.
And we're, none of us are leaving our basically our assisted living facility.
Are like, we're going tent camping this weekend.
Yeah.
Rich man, poor man.
Exactly.
I go to my tent. In Frisco.
Exactly.
On the bay. We're not making fun of.
No.
Unhoused?
No.
Yeah, yeah, the unhoused, making, yeah.
No, because we're basically there. I guess. I don't know. So let's just kind of
That's another thing we did here this week, though.
Right. We were talking, we were reading someplace, and they said unhoused.
We looked.
And I go, really? I go, I'm okay with calling it unhoused.
Yeah.
But I want to know the reason why homeless is offensive.
And I said, and then some people live in the carfulness.
Yeah. So is there kind of carfuls?
Yeah.
And then I said, but I really want to know why homeless is better or worse than unhoused.
Yeah.
And I thought, is it because a home, I mean, any place you live is your home.
Oh.
And you create a home which has some emotional kick to it.
Yeah.
So you can be houseless and still have a home.
Yes.
I mean, I didn't know. I don't really know what the dealio is, except that everybody's got to change the language to make them feel better.
You can have an apartment. You can have a camper.
Right.
Trailer.
Right.
Like I said, even a van.
I mean, I'm in my, I still live with my parents, for heaven's sakes. And, I call it my home. Can I call it my home?
You can call it your home, girlfriend.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Your name's on the deed.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. For convenience sake.
Exactly. Exactly. So getting back to this woman in Mississippi who had the sex with the dog.
Oh, yeah.
They would not tell me what kind of sex she had.
Okay.
But in your mind, what do you think?
Doggy style sex.
Do you think she's behind the dog or the dog's behind her?
Oh.
I mean, I'm saying it's a male dog. I mean, my feeling is it was oral.
Oh, sure.
That's what I'm feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm just saying a dog. I'm not saying a dog doesn't hump your human.
How did you know this happened?
Huh?
I mean, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah, now it makes perfect sense. I'm saying that you can get a dog to hump your leg. But they really don't hump your leg. But I think it would be hard to have a dog really hump you from behind in actual doggy style.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that she performed oral on him. And they just.
I was thinking just the opposite.
Oh, either or. Uh-huh. Because I remember,
I'm like, if there's gonna be oral, excuse me, but
so how do you think that happened? They put
peanut butter.
That's exactly right.
That's the standby, Julie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I think so both ways.
And was it Jif, Peter Pan, or
it better be creamy?
It's not the chunky guy.
I would not like that.
Yeah.
That would not be fun to me.
Yeah.
I'm saying if I was coerced.
Yeah.
And they got, and my coercers gave me a choice. I'd be like, I think I'd want creamy and smooth and compared to chunky.
Yeah.
Just my preference.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want au natural where the oil's on top. Because
they're
not going to take the time
to stir
it up.
Yeah.
And they're just going to put it on and you're like, it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
And it's going to be dry.
And here's the thing too, crazy. Like, you could, instead of peanut butter, you could use Nutella.
Nutella. I don't know about that. Because aren't dogs not supposed to have
chocolate?
Cocoa, yeah. I think that's about good for dogs. So I think you can't go with Nutella necessarily. But I think you're on the right track.
Yes.
I think you're on the right track. But I think you're opening my eyes. So I think that's, I was assuming that she was pleasuring the dog. And you were assuming that the dog was pleasuring her.
Yes.
But, may them be happy. But I don't understand why it's a crime, though. See, that's where
is that why she went to jail?
She went to jail, got arrested.
Well,
was it the videotaping part that was illegal?
Oh, possibly. Well, you know what? In Mississippi,
that's true.
It might be against the law to have sex with a dog.
Yes, as I'm itching my boobie. Sorry, Mom. I had my top over, but my boob just got real itchy. I don't know.
I was wondering.
And then it's so funny because when my boobie does itch and I scratch it, what happens is I have this, because I have a synapse in my brain that goes to something that I saw years and years and years ago, where this woman thought she had no symptoms of breast cancer, but her boobies were itchy.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they were really itchy.
Yeah.
And then that led her to, you know,
investigate more,
because it was really uncommon for her boobs to itch, and then they started itching, and then she found she had cancer in her breast.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm like, so every time my boobs itch, I'm like, oh, and I go, oh, no, don't worry, Julie, you had a mammogram, okay, you're good. So, but that, I'm just telling you.
But in your mammogram, did you ever read the actual diagnosis?
Yes, it said, because I have large boobs, something hiding.
It said benign, in parentheses, more than likely.
Yeah,
Probably.
We're going to give you odds. Are you a gambling girl?
I can't really see totally, but possibly. I didn't even know they could use parentheses in the diagnosis. But they did. Rabbit ears.
Like, it was like, OMG, how big are your boobs? I'm like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're ample. They're enough.
Greg always says, Julie, you need to get a fans only page.
Yeah, I heard that too. He told me that one time, and I just said, you know, my father said, you can do that. Just wait till I'm dead.
Right.
And I'm like,
also, you do not have to have your face in the fans only page.
Well, see, the problem is this though, Mom. We've been hearing people talk about fans only and how literally it's not as good as you think it is.
Yeah.
You know, like majority of people are making
$40 a month.
Yeah. And they're putting content out all the time. Yeah. You're just like, what the?
They're not even getting ZA money.
You know. No Zob money. Oh, man. So, I mean, exactly.
I've been getting a lot of things in on the emails about Mother's Day and how to, if you're going to gift gummies, CB, with marijuana in it.
Yeah.
Like, they've got the proper proportion, of the moms should start with low doses. Mm. And so they've got gummies that are... You can take the
like
whole
progressive?
Gummy,
okay, yeah,
and have a low dosage, and just kind of get. It really depends on the buzz that you're wanting.
Yeah,
and so I mean, think about this all over the planet. All these mothers that are getting some gummies.
Oh, you know, this is totally effing planned by kids who don't like their mother.
Yeah,
I mean,
mother, have a gummy. Have a gummy, mother.
Gummy. Let's get high, because really, I'm not going to be able to take the next couple hours with you.
Exactly.
Totally ripping me apart.
Exactly.
Let's get high together, mommy. Let's, huh?
Mommy, do you have 2 hours today for Mother's Day?
Mommy, and here's a B12 gummy. Oh, B12 gummy? Yeah, here it is.
Yes.
Like, oh, sorry, mommy. I gave you one. That it's one of my gummies.
Here, mommy, the 2 hours that we're together, why don't you take a nice nap?
Exactly. So
I don't want you to be in pain, mommy.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's your flowers.
I love it. So that's how I feel about that. In regards to the gummy stuff, though, just I feel I need to counteract what people are being told out there. Like,
yeah,
because okay, I do have gummies that are 5 and 5. The 5CT, whatever, yes. CGT, whatever, and then the 5T, whatever.
Okay.
You know, and I typically just take a quarter of one or a half of one.
Right.
And that's
that one time.
That one time, because I just felt I needed something more. Yeah. Like, I've had a really hard week.
Yeah.
I'm going down for the count. I'm like, I'm going in. And I haven't experienced anything really that great. So I'm like, I'll take a whole one.
Yeah.
Oh, that whole one was horrible.
It was wild.
It was wild.
Yeah.
I literally thought I was losing time.
Yeah.
I literally thought I was losing time.
And you were just, you were out of it.
Well, I remember
flushed.
Just kept, and I was talking a lot.
Yeah. And you kept asking me, am I talking to you, mother?
Yeah. Have I been talking to you this whole time?
Have we having a conversation?
Or were you asking to get something from the other room? And I did. And I said, was I gone more than you expected?
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
The next day?
I go, was I gone for like hours? Were you concerned that I was gone too long? And you're like, no. I go, okay, that's good. That's good. Because literally,
Luckily, I was watching you.
Yeah. Oh, good. I mean, I was walking and then at one point lost connection to the present moment.
Right.
I'm by the garage door. And I thought to myself, oh, I wonder if I've been here at this spot for a really long time.
Yeah, just no reason.
Yeah. And then I wondered if this was what life was like, being dead was like, you know, because sometimes you think.
And then somebody blew in your mouth.
Yes. Oh, that freaked me out.
Or something blew in your mouth.
Yeah. And then, and like, there we are.
And you went.
There we go. There we go. So, yeah. So I say, if, you know, please don't quietly feed your mother, you know, gummies for Mother's Day.
Don't bogart that joint.
You can you can give her, you know, tell her, hey, Mama, how about a quarter? Let's take a quarter together.
Yeah.
Let's soften the edges of this day. Want to?
Yes.
That's fine. You got a little cough going on.
Thank you. I'm so sorry.
I am. I'm proud of you, though, because you've had this cough now for 2 days,
yeah,
a little bit here and there. And by this time, you would have forced me to give you a COVID test.
At least two or three.
Yeah. You would have, like, I need a COVID test. I'm like, it came back negative.
Yeah.
You just got a little cough.
Yeah.
And
mostly it's like a dry throat, really.
Yeah. That's what she said.
I should hydrate myself more.
You should, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
My mom used to... literally not talk to me if I sent her flowers for Mother's Day.
Right, because she thought that was horrible.
She thought it was just, how rude of you.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, how dare you send me $45 of flowers?
But she thought it was because I hadn't planned for it.
Oh. So, yeah, she thought if you sent me flowers, it's because you didn't think deep or hard enough to get me what I really wanted.
Right, exactly.
What was funny, last night we were talking and you asked me, my mother was mean, right? My mother was mean. And Norm was here next to you and you were like, right? My mom was mean, right?
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, she was cruel.
I was kind of doubting myself.
Yeah. Right? But isn't that great, though, that as we look back, some of the negative stuff does vanish.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, I've been thinking about high school a lot lately.
Yeah. And, did you agree, though, that my mom was mean as
well? Oh, she was horrible. Yeah. Horribly mean. But she was also fair.
But she didn't talk to you for like...
a year. Yeah. She didn't talk to me for a year because I didn't say thank you enough for a jacket she bought me. Which I didn't know what that meant.
How old were you that time?
I wasn't driving. So 13, maybe. Something like that. But I did say thank you.
Exactly.
But it wasn't what she thought I needed. And she just, I don't know what, she really, really.
I know.
It was wonderful.
It was a good year.
It's a good year for me.
It was interesting, though, to me that you would just be able to not talk to your grandkid.
Right.
For a year.
Oh, that's because she blames me for everything that has ever been, why she thinks. Like, when she was alive, I think deep down she hated me because I caused you all your problems. I think it's what she thought.
Yeah.
I came along and the trajectory that you were on changed.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of me. Now, I know in her later years, she was really grateful for me.
Absolutely.
Because I was the only one that came around and we went to the movies and I wrote checks out for her, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I just took care of her.
I mean, she had two sons that lived like a few miles away. But you drove 6 hours.
Right. To make sure she got a refrigerator full of food.
Yes.
And we went to the movies and dinner and all that stuff. Yeah.
And did her bill work.
Yeah. You know? And I was totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Because I knew that if I did it, she'd be off your back a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But we had a good time to go. We went on vacations.
Yeah, you did.
We went on vacations together. And... I felt it was because I was detached enough from her.
Yeah.
Her cruelness didn't land in my soul.
Yeah. For whatever reason.
I just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're just being.
That's why I think you're a saint.
Yeah.
You've got to be a saint someplace.
I do feel, not that I'm a saint, I don't feel connected to myself as much as I should. Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe not, or not, or like, this is the way I was born, as mm-hmm. my niece says. I was just born this way. I'm like, that's how I feel. I was just born this way. Yeah. I'm not connected to self-preservation mm-hmm. as much as other people are, or self-motivation.
Right.
I'm just not connected to it as much. And I was listening to Jordan Peterson's podcast this morning, and he's interviewing this professional swimmer or athletic swimmer. I don't know her name. And
an athletic swimmer.
Yeah. I mean, a college swimmer, like a really good one. She's like nationally, ranked and all that stuff.
I'm just chiding your joke.
But it was interesting because one of my nieces is really into swimming, and she complains sometimes, like, I don't know if I'm really into this as much as I should be. Because, and this girl was talking about on Jordan, like, how she gets up in the morning, she swims for 2 hours before school. She comes home, she swims for 2 hours after school.
Right.
There's not much. She goes, I've missed prom, I've done this. And I'm like, it does feel like a lot.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot.
And then, you know, those kids, when they grow up and they look back and especially if they haven't had the 0.1% success.
Right,
That whatever.
Right.
And they look at all the things that they missed, you know.
It's you've got to be okay with it, you know. And and so I saw her, and I was listening to her conversation, and she says, "Listen, no one forced me to do this. I chose to do this, and I was okay with it."
Right.
It was an interesting conversation to hear her talk about it. And she liked being a swimmer.
Yeah.
She just thought it was great, and so forth. But it was a commitment, and she goes, "I can't tell you the price I paid because it was grand, but it was worth it."
No.
You know, so there was a big price to pay, but it was worth it to her. Yeah. And they were talking about the differences in male sports and female sports. And I don't want to get part of that conversation, that's for sure. But I just thought it was interesting.
Yes.
I don't know where the hell I was going with it, but I had a real big thought in my brain talking about it. But now I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to my mother.
Oh, it's probably your mom. Yeah. That's what we're probably talking about. Oh, yeah. Born that way. Oh, yeah. Because the swimmer was really into, she knew what her plan was. Swimming, win swimming, graduate college, go to dentistry. She wanted to become a dentist. She wanted to do root canals. You know, that's what she wanted to do. And I'm like, I get you. I'm like, yeah, but she's now.
I love the idea that you want to cause people pain.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to grow up and legally cause people pain.
And charge $2,000.
Get paid for it.
Yeah, $2,000 of root canal.
Yeah.
If you look at Instagram, though, there are dentists on there saying you should never get a root canal. You should just pull that tooth out. Because the root canal doesn't always take or hold or whatever that is. Right. I'm like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's all something. But I do, I hope to, oh, I was talking about high school too. Because like yesterday I was really thinking about how I really, really don't connect with my high school experience. Or even my, I just don't.
Right.
I've got one high school friend, but I only knew her 1 year in high school. And we still talk. But everybody else... I just don't don't feel bad about it.
No, it's like high school was so important at the time, and the further you get from it, you're like,
I don't get it.
I'm not.
I think I was thinking about it because everybody's. I'm back on Facebook, and a little bit. I had to be back on Facebook to join this one group I'm doing, and I just thought to myself, oh my God, this is how people in high school connect. And this is how people get reunited with old high school friends. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, I don't have any desire to do that. Mm-hmm. I had high school friends. I hope they're all well. Mm-hmm. I really do. Mm-hmm. And maybe because I don't feel good enough about who I am now, that I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? Like
you're just a normal person.
I'm just like, yeah. Like, oh, how have you been the last 30 years? I don't
Fine. I'm here.
I've done a lot.
I'm still standing.
Yeah, things. I've done great. You know, things have been good. Yeah.
Well, what do you say?
I know.
Because you and I get the absolute privilege of sharing the small details of our lives.
Right.
That how do you then somebody that you haven't seen and they ask you, and you're like, well, what of the million different experiences that I've had, which ones pop out for me to share with you?
Well, it's interesting, you know? Right? Because it is interesting because a couple of our cousins, not just one cousin Jamie, cousin Katie, they both have had real big friendship experiences where they travel with friends. Uh-huh. I'm a little jealous, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
But see, they've stayed, well, I don't know about Jamie, but Katie stayed in her hometown.
Right.
And if you had stayed...
That's true.
In your hometown.
That might be a different story.
You would have the friends that stayed in their hometown.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I get it. Because I've moved.
Like if I would have stayed within my church.
Right.
In Belleville.
And you wouldn't have gotten knocked up.
I would have a very different
experience.
I'd be the weather girl in St. Louis.
I know. I'm so sorry about that. I really am. Mm-hmm. It is. Maybe that's why I just choose to forget the
past.
What
was it? Miss Redbird. That's what it was.
You might have been Miss Redbird.
Yeah.
You know, redheaded girl.
They asked me to be.
Yeah.
I was thinking this week about that they asked me to be Miss Illinois. Run for Miss Illinois. Yeah. And I was like, sure, why not?
Why not?
And then when my parents got a hold of it.
Why wouldn't your parents have been happy about that?
They said that it was something like, they called it like a meat, like M-E-A-T.
Oh,
like,
yeah, sure.
Meat you will not kind of be a meat piece of meat.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, yeah.
That they had that kind of view towards you.
Yeah.
That's kind of nice.
Yeah, I would have said, I couldn't picture what my talent would be.
Right.
You know?
Well, that's true.
And then, it was the VFWs. I said to them, but what would my talent be? And they said, 2 years ago, they told me, 2 years ago, the girl that won just rolled her hair to a cool song.
Oh, geez.
And then they said, we think you can do that.
I know I can do that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
And I can do splits while I'm doing it.
That's right. You could damn well could do that. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Great.
I didn't know how to play piano.
Well, I know. I know.
Or sing.
Yeah. I'm sorry. But you could have learned a talent, juggling. That might have been too much. I mean, you had talents. You were really had a sharp tongue.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, I don't know. Maybe you could have done a song and dance kind of routine.
Yeah. I could have done a gymnast because I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could have just kind of danced the boogaloo or, you know, some
right.
a well, twist. You
yeah.
know.
Or what you would have done, maybe if you would have hired someone to come up with a unique
yes.
kind of performance.
That would be cool.
Yes. Yeah. Because basically all it is it's like what's your unique performance?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, well, I can learn something. I can do something for an hour. Yeah. I only have to be good for 3 minutes or 1 minute of something.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it have been great if your mom would have been Miss Illinois at one point?
I think I wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, that's...
I think, or my soul would have come down later in life. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, weren't we talking about, maybe this was last week, but was it somebody that we knew or heard about that got dropped off at the orphanage this
oh, you
week?
Were, yes.
Other than me.
You're right.
There was some girl that in her story.
Yes.
In her hero-driven story.
Right.
She was dropped off.
Oh, yes.
What was it?
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. I don't know what her name was, but we were hearing about this one woman's story, and maybe somebody could help us with this.
Yeah.
But she was saying that, oh, okay, hold on. It's almost right there. Regina.
Yes.
Okay.
Regina Meredith.
From Gaia.
And this is full circle.
This is full circle, yes.
Regina Camila.
Yeah.
Is this show almost over?
This is why we're almost over.
This
thank
is
God.
Why we're going full circle.
Yeah, full circle. As
and this was all planned.
Yeah, exactly. So, Regina Meredith, tell us a story, Mom, because this is great.
Well, I can't remember it.
Well, no, I didn't. Okay, so Regina Meredith,
she's on
Gaia a lot.
Yeah, she's a major player on Gaia channel.
A lot of spiritual stuff.
Yeah, but I adore her.
Yes.
But she was telling her story, her origin story.
Yes.
And when she was 2 years old, her young parents, they were both like 18 or 19, and they were in San Francisco. But they had come from
different parts of the country,
Arizona, Minnesota, or something like that, and met at a boarding house. So they were just, you know,
yeah,
poor as church, you know. Anyway, they were having their second kid, and they thought that they could put Regina, because she was going to have a C-section or whatever, in this one place for a while they had the baby and whatever. And it was basically an orphanage,
right,
where they actually found adopted parents,
right,
in those days, you know? And so she was just left alone, and it was several weeks before they came back. And when they came back, they were not going to give her to her parents.
The orphanage was not going to return the kid to the actual parents. Yes. Right.
And they said they put her in this thing called a viewing room. Mm. And so she was there with her crayons and stuff. And they opened this curtain, and her parents are standing at the window holding the newborn baby.
Yeah.
And they're just able to look at her.
Yeah.
And then they have to walk away. And she was remembering just like what the, you know, F, and she's crying. And she said she ran to the door. And she said at that moment, she can remember this at 2 years old.
Yeah.
That she had this split or something. She said something ripped from her. And she said she never gave a crap about anything.
Yeah.
It was like, if you can do this, then I don't have to be a good girl.
Oh, interesting.
And so
yes.
Weeks later, when the parents were able to somehow get her, she said that all of a sudden she went from being this little angel to like do whatever she wanted to do. When she was in school, she was always in trouble. She couldn't wait to leave the house. She just said something switched in me. And it wasn't, but she said it wasn't like evil. I wasn't trying to do. It was just like something unhinged.
Yeah.
And I just was just driven by my own instincts.
Yes.
I didn't, you know, care about my sister, my parents, anything like that.
Isn't that wild?
But that was her experience. And I'm wondering, because we're relatively the same age.
Yeah.
And my parents, with my grandparents, because my parents didn't have a car.
Right.
They took me over the bridge to St. Louis and dropped me off at an orphanage. I had a suitcase packed, mm-hmm. and I just stood there, and they just kicked me out of the car and left.
Yeah.
And I can remember just like crying my eyes out and then turning around and looking at this great big building. It was kind of like had gargoyles and, or gargoyles, I guess, you know, one of those kind of buildings.
Yeah.
And I picked up my little suitcase and I thought, well, this is my life. And then pretty soon my parents came back and they went, if you want to come back in with us, you promise to be a good kid or something like that. And I went like, oh, of course I'll be a good kid. And I got back in. And I am guessing that might have been something that parents did to make their children behave. And but see, I was consequently a good kid.
Yeah.
Regina,
she took it the other way. Like, screw you, I'll leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember the stories of how we had orphan trains.
Yes.
Where, you know, kids would just have to be on trains because there's nobody to take care of them.
I mean, that's how they got that song, Midnight Train to Georgia.
We've gotten better, really. Yeah. I remember when we had our dog, Henry. Just to let you guys know, that's our safe word. Henry. You guys might hear that from last podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, we were going to be gone to see Loretta for Christmas, and it was going to be cold, so we had to take him to a shelter for the weekend.
Right. Yes.
You know, because he was an outside dog. We didn't want him to be too cold.
Because it was going to be like 40 below.
It was going to be horrible.
Yeah.
And so it was a real rough shelter. I'm like, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But it was really active, so I brought my dog there. And as I'm leaving, the woman goes, well, I hope we find an owner for him. Otherwise, I'll have to put him down. And I'm like, don't put him down. I'm coming back Monday. I'm like, I just don't have anybody else place to put him. He's going to be fine. I remember sobbing.
Crying.
I'm like, just don't kill my dog. I'm paying you to watch him for just 48 hours.
Yes.
Because I can't take him with me to St. Louis.
That's right.
And then you just feel, oh, like, what the hell?
Yeah. A little miscommunication there.
Just a little bit.
You don't want me to put him down?
Or
like, wink, wink, yeah, you're coming back. Yeah.
I'm coming back.
Yeah, we know this story.
I just don't understand how your parents thought it would be joyful or funny to think about, you know, dropping you off at an orphanage. But then I realized this. You had a cruel streak in you.
I do?
Yes, you did when we were younger. We used to have this Victorian doll.
Oh, and
when
Greg and I were playful.
When Greg and I were little, we would go to bed and you would move the doll into weird places. And you're like, did you guys move the doll last night? And we're like, no. I go, why is it here next to you in bed? And I'm like, oh my God, there's a doll, you know. So, listen, you weren't as cruel as your mom.
A cruel streak is different than being mean.
This is true.
That's right.
You were quite playful.
Yeah, playful. Playfully cruel.
That's exactly right. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
What? It went by so fast, Regina.
Regina Camilla? Regina Camilla. Was it great?
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.